Monday Magazine here on Vectis Radio. I'm Kevin, always with you on a Monday from 1 till 4 here on Vectis, beaming to you from the Isle of Wight to the whole world. And my special guest has arrived. Her name is Becky Richardson. Hello, Becky.
Hiya.
We can hear you. That's good. Yeah, Becky, you've got quite a story to tell, and it's two halves, I reckon. So I reckon for the first bit, I'd like you to tell me, because I know you are a sound engineer.
I am, yes.
How you got into that profession.
Okay, it's kind of a long story, but I'll try and keep it fairly short and sweet.
Okay.
I studied to be a musician, and I always wanted to play guitar, be famous. But after university, it was kind of fairly obvious that you have to be a very, very special performer to be able to succeed. So I took a step sideways. I'd always been interested in theatre anyway, and when I first got into theatre, I was working up at Medina Theatre. So I kind of sidestepped back into theatre. I started working in a small fringe theatre in London.
Okay.
And from there, I moved up to Sadler's Wells, where I was the head of sound.
What sort of period of time are we talking about now?
This is 2000 to 2002.
Okay.
The hours were very, very long. I was working between 90 and 100 hours a week.
At Sadler's Wells?
Yeah. So after 2 years, I kind of took a step to the side and I got myself a normal 9-to-5 job. And really, really quickly, I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. So I was
offered. To interrupt you, but what was your 9-to-5 job? Can I ask?
I was actually working as an acoustic engineer.
Oh, wow.
So designing PA rather than kind of working with live performance.
So designing systems for others to use in different environments.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So after that, I was offered my old theatre offered me a deputy technical manager job, which I took straight away without thinking. I went back and worked there for a little bit. And then I was offered the job which I have today, which is working with Stomp, and I've been with them for 6.5 years.
Wow. For those who don't know, can you describe Stomp for us?
Okay. Stomp is a musical show. There's no talking in it. It's all rhythm, percussion, performance, but it's all performed with everyday objects. Yeah. So dustpans, brooms, brushes, mops, paint cans, and obviously through to trash cans, which everyone will know us for.
Yeah. And Stomp, I mean, we were chatting earlier. You've been all over the world with this production, haven't you?
Yeah, all through Europe, the Far East, South America, Australia, New Zealand. So it's a fantastic job.
Incredible.
Very lucky.
Incredible. And going back to the early days, were you born and raised on the Isle of Wight?
I was, yeah.
And were you pursuing a music career here?
I did try to. I used to play in a couple of pubs. I think JC and Angelina are still around performing.
They are.
So I used to go and jam with them.
All right.
And I played in a band a long, long time ago with some friends called Lost Spirit, but that's probably best forgotten.
Are you too modest? Lost Spirit. Mm-hmm. And what did you play? What sort of stuff?
We were just a covers band, so all kind of 80s music, Bon Jovi.
Yay.
Yeah.
And what were you, guitar or?
Guitar, yeah, just rhythm guitar.
Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then the switch to sound, was that an easy move for you to take?
I found it fairly easy because I've always been brought up with lots of technical toys. My father was an IT technician.
Okay.
So, and my grandfather was a musician, so there's always been that little crossover there. And obviously, to be a sound engineer, you'd need to have a good ear.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt the crossover very easy.
Yeah, and what's the big attraction of it, Becky?
For me,
somebody who doesn't know how it works, you know, I can run this radio show, but the technology behind it is probably way beyond me. And all you see when I go to set up for theatre is just all these wires, cables, boxes, and I find it bewildering. So what's the attraction for you?
The attraction for me is I still get to be a part of the show. I'm not on stage because I'm not a performer, but I still get to be that little invisible member that really helps to make the show for the audience.
Yeah.
And I get a huge buzz out of, you know, obviously everyone giving a big round of applause.
Yeah. An interesting thought. Do you get almost like your version of stage fright? Do you get nervous before
a
production?
Yeah, if I'm doing a show that I haven't done for a while.
Yeah,
and obviously when we move Stomp on the road,
yeah,
every venue we go to is different, and we always start with a blank slate. So opening night for me, it's always a nail-biting moment.
But. Yeah. And just to be clear, are you in charge of all the sound for Stomp?
Is it all down to you? I'm the only touring engineer on the road with them.
Wow, what an honour.
Amazing
production as well. And I think you said, before we go on to talk about your other life, which we will in a minute, you said you're off to China soon.
Yes, yeah, in 3 weeks off to Beijing for 8 weeks. Which
as you do, as you do.
Yes.
But did you ever... I mean, was that part of the appeal for you, that you thought you could do the travelling the world bit, or was it just that, you know, even if you were staying in this country, you'd still love the job?
Absolutely. It's just a massive bonus for me that I get paid to go and visit all these wonderful places and work there as well, and get to meet a lot of lovely people.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. Well, you've done so well, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but that's not all, because one of the... prime reasons for you coming in was because I discovered that you've launched this what sounds an amazing I don't know how best to describe it, but it's like a personal safety training program,
and
self-defense, especially for women.
Yes,
can you talk to us about it now,
of
Becky? What's it all about?
So a lot of people are hearing about Krav Maga, and I work with a system called Commando Krav Maga, which is an evolved from the original.
Okay, and just to stop you there, Krav Maga, how do you spell that?
Kravmaga.
Okay, thank you.
Which is an Israeli special forces defense.
Okay.
And basically the guy that was doing Commando Krav Maga has evolved the system, and he's got loads of different branches of it now, and one of them is Smart Safe.
Okay.
Which is specifically for women.
Right.
He's always noticed that there's just been kind of one or two females coming to each of the classes, and he's always wanted to push more safety for women.
Yeah.
So he came up with the Smart Safe course, which is a really unique approach to teaching women. It's not all about coming in, kicking, punching, rolling around on the floor. It's more about learning about your environment, situational awareness, really...
Is it as much a state of mind as anything else? Is that part of it?
It's knowing what your body's going to go through in an attack, being able to prepare yourself, and obviously being able to handle that situation if and when it arises.
Okay. It's a difficult concept to grasp, actually, isn't
it?
Lots of people must ask you this, so I'm going to try as well, but to understand it a bit more. I mean, what sort of... process do you go through? So if I, or you know, my wife or my sisters came to you, what's the first step for people?
First step is obviously talking about what happens during an attack. Obviously the aggressor is going to be horrible, mean, nasty, so we teach you what your body does emotionally. So obviously it's going to dump a load of chemicals. You have like an auditory response, closes in. You have a visual, so you get like tunnel vision, and your body's going to dump a load of chemicals. Time is going to slow down.
Yeah.
So we kind of teach you to recognize. We do an exercise where we get you to close your eyes.
Yeah.
And then your partner will, when you open your eyes, they'll be holding a gun to your head or a knife to your throat.
Yeah.
And we get you to just to calmly, okay, I have a gun at my head.
Yes.
I have a knife at my throat. And it kind of helps you to slow things down, calm your body down, and just be ready to respond.
So what's the objective then? What sets this program apart from other self-defense courses, do you think?
I think the approach to it, as we're not all about kicking, punching. Yes, there's a level of fitness that's going to go with any kind of self-defense course. But we can do this course with anybody, any physical fitness level, any, age 12 upwards.
Okay.
But what makes it unique is the way that the lessons are structured is there'll be a little bit of a talk, some kind of activity to make your brain work and give you a little bit of physical upbeat. and then we'll show a video of a situation that has actually happened, and then we'll slowly teach the technique on how to deal with that when it arises. And the techniques are so special because Moni, the head of the school, works with his wife Linda, and we always have the rule of Linda. Moni is very tall, very, very big. Linda's very tiny, probably half Moni's weight. And we always have the rule that if Linda can't perform the move on Moni, then it doesn't go into the curriculum.
Okay, got you.
So we don't base the system on how strong you are.
No.
It's, you know, everything works for everybody.
Yeah, and especially for women. Is there a reason why you are launching this now on the Isle of Wight?
It's something that I've wanted to do for a long, long time. I got into self-defense because I was mugged a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
And I was kind of searching through all the self-defense courses to try and find something for me.
Yeah.
I hit upon Krav Maga, which was great, but it relies on you being very, very strong and very, very aggressive. And
right.
I'm kind of a shy, retiring person, and it really wasn't me. And being on tour, I found a guy called Vincenzo in Italy, and I went and met him. I trained with him for 5 days in Commando Krav Maga, and I just fell in love with it.
Okay.
And then doing a little bit more research, I found out that Moni offers this Smart Safe course.
Yeah.
So I went to Curacao, and I trained with him there for a week and a bit, and I got qualified to be an instructor, and now I'm the first instructor in the UK.
Wow.
And I feel very passionately for this because it's so good and it is so unique.
Yeah.
And because it's a reality-based system, there's no belts or grading, there's no competition. It truly does teach you to survive on the street.
Okay, that's amazing. Are you able and willing to tell us what happened to you that sparked
this
off?
Being out on tour is quite a sociable scene.
Yeah.
I'd been out with some of the cast and had a couple of drinks. I decided it was time for me to go home, so off I set, walking through Roubaix in France.
Okay.
And unfortunately, somebody grabbed me from behind, threw me up against the wall. They punched me a couple of times, took my wallet, took my phone, and kind of just left me slumped.
Mm, wow.
So yeah, that kind of really was an eye-opener for myself. Yeah.
Okay.
But then on a positive note, I had a similar thing happen to me a few months ago whilst I was in Madrid, and I managed to keep my wallet and my phone and walked away with a smile on my face.
Wow, that's possibly the best advert yet.
Yeah.
So that's amazing, though. And one of the attractions, presumably, of this is, as you said, so any woman, just about of any age, even up to old age,
can
come and learn the basics, learn how to handle themselves just about any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you, it's difficult on air, I'm not going to ask you to demonstrate to me. For those of you watching in black and white, Becky is now hurling me over her shoulder. But could you, is there a way you could sort of describe to people what a move might be? Because people will have in their heads, you do, don't you? You think self-defense, oh, it's going to be like judo and all that. But
can you
explain a move for us?
We keep it really, really simple, and the way we train is very, very simple as well. Because under pressure, you can't remember anything more than 2 gross motor skills. So, and then we find an easy way of teaching something. So say if somebody was grabbing your throat, one of the defenses would be, it's like I'm screwing a light bulb. So you put your arm up, you turn your finger, which turns your side of your body, and you use your lat to release yourself as you turn and move
away. Oh, I see.
It's kind of a bit hard to see.
But I understand.
It's, so once it's you like, see it, it's amazingly simple, amazingly...
No, that was a good example because I can actually understand that.
Okay.
Yeah, but so to try for me to understand it, it's, I think I've got it. It's like simple moves, learning the parts of your body.
Yes.
And the responses that they can make to you to enable you to extricate yourself.
Yeah, and we
from
work
just
a lot
about
with
any
kinetics,
position.
So the way that the body works, the way that the joints work. So it's very clever.
Yeah, and I understand that you don't necessarily need to be a super fit person
absolutely
to do
not.
That because we've all got the same body parts.
Exactly, yes.
More or less.
But the main thing is there's always somebody stronger than you. There's always somebody bigger than you.
Yeah.
So we train.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's fantastic. So the big question is,
yes.
If people are interested,
mm-hmm.
How could they find out more?
They can go to the Commander Krav Maga website,
okay.
Which is just commandokravmaga.com.
So just spell it out again for us. Commando.
Commando, as in the Royal Marines Commandos.
Yeah.
C-O-M-M-A-N-D-O.
Yeah.
Krav, K-R-A-V, Maga, M-A-G-A.com.
Okay, so
you can find my profile on there. You'll see I am a proper qualified instructor if you're not
I'm
sure.
I'm sure you will, Becky. Yeah, yeah.
And I have a Facebook page as well, so you can find me there.
Okay, is that under your own name or?
It's actually under CKM UK.
CKM UK,
mm-hmm.
And that's on Facebook.
Yes.
And where are the sessions being held at the moment, Becky?
At the moment, we just had one last Saturday.
The first one. Wow.
Which is very good. Only had a few people turn up, but they're coming again this weekend.
Yeah, that's good.
The 25th, TJ's Gym.
Yeah.
In Lake.
Yeah.
It's filling up very quickly. Word of mouth already started to spread.
Yeah.
So if you want to come along.
Yeah.
Please let me know and I'll sign you up for it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So the best way to get in touch is either through the website or Facebook.
Or Facebook, yeah.
Is there an email address as well for those?
I do have an email. It's ckmwomenuk@mail.com.
Okay. One more time.
ckmwomenuk@mail.com.
Okay. And can you finally just sort of sum up for us, sell it in a way, because it's got special meaning for you because of what happened to you.
Yeah.
You're passionate about it, so express it again for us. Why are you so passionate about it?
Commander Krav Maga Smart Safe, it's unique for women. It's very, very simple, very easy to learn, and extremely effective.
Yeah. And, of course, the question of women's safety is pretty... topical and a matter of big concern.
Absolutely.
Anyway, at the moment.
Yeah.
Because women tend to suffer more and more vulnerable, perhaps.
They do indeed, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So anything that can help that is amazing. And we should all say thank you for bringing this to the Isle of Wight.
No, it's my pleasure to teach it.
Yeah, fantastic. And thanks so much, Becky. And so I'll best let you go because you've probably got to go to China and all over the place, haven't you?
Off to the gym tonight for some training. So.
Okay, that's all right. On the Isle of Wight.
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks so much, Becky. It's lovely to talk to you.
No, my pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me in.
Okay.